It is Steen on Sports, but it's not a Steen on Sports day. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live from, what studios are we in?
We are in the, I can do this, nowhiringiowa.com.
There you go.
I know, I didn't have it written down.
You did not, and that is a good job out of you. 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ. At Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS. And
lots, I mean, of ways. Lots,
you know,
ways
here's,
to reach
here's
out.
A really cool thing. Yesterday, we have Randy Wehofer in, sitting in studio with us, just chatting away.
Yep.
And today, we have Big B's in here. That's Brandon Bickford is in studio.
We're going to try to go for a different demographic today, opposed to the opinionated old guy show.
Right.
And we're
going
to bring in the
opinionated young guy show.
The young
that have the old guys going, Brandon. Buddy, welcome in. We appreciate you coming in. We need someone like you in here. So enjoy. You can say hello to the audience.
Hello, everybody.
There we go.
Make sure.
Yes.
His light is on and we're good to go.
We're good to go. We have Minnesota Twins have, today's their travel day, so they are traveling to Kansas City today. They play Kansas City on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And as always, we'd like to thank sponsors of our show for Homeless Veterans Golf Outing Monday, July 31st, a couple days away. Legacy Golf Club, put on by Central Iowa Shelter and Services. We'll talk more about that. Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, and Heritage Building Maintenance. So
did you see Ragby this morning? Since you came from Altoona?
I did. I saw early goers. Those are the...
Well, as warm as it was today, I would think most people would want to be early
goers.
It's
the lights and the lights on their helmets. And,
right.
Yeah, I saw a few. Probably
so,
a group of like 40.
My first shout out, I'm going to tell you, is the Des Moines Police Department. I mean, I was expecting having business and home that close to Waterworks Park and stuff like that. I was expecting to be inconvenienced. Wow. They had it. I mean, I did stay away from Park Avenue because they were bringing in the RVs that way from the west and stuff. But we went to Grand Junction last night to tell Chris Kenner happy birthday and have a few cervezas and a pizza. But we went Park 63rd. They were contained. I will tell you this. The guys at Jethro Southside, Ben and the guys down there, my heavens. They had to have a very good day.
A very good day.
It was packed.
I bet. I mean, and plus, you know, that's some of the things that people, after they ride, they hydrate on however they hydrate.
Right.
But then when you're right there, you can hop on that trail and you can get a quick ride.
Well,
honestly,
Casey's did a great job up and down Park Avenue and stuff. They had signs saying Casey's this way, and they said water and ice. They actually had a half trailer, if you will, mobile ice unit, so they were selling ice like it was gold yesterday. They did a nice job. Drove by around 11 today, went to George Flag, was wide open, drove through. It was a ghost town at 11
and
o'clock
spotless,
today. It
said.
Was.
Yeah.
I was there was a few guys picking up trash or whatever, but you're not even going to know tomorrow that there was anybody in Waterworks Park.
You know, that's one of the things that we probably don't give the Iowa State Fair enough credit. I mean, we talk about the Iowa State Fair all the time, but you go home at 12:30 a.m., and you look around, and, man, it's a mess in there. When you come back at 10 o'clock the next morning, man, that place is spick and span.
Right. Looking at my son
we've
here.
We've wobbled out at
12:30. We've seen the underbelly more than once with knowing a lot of people that work it out there. There's a whole different state fair that comes to life at about 1:30.
Yeah. You don't talk about those things.
Rule
though.
One of nighttime at the fair,
you don't talk
about it.
About nighttime at
so
the fair.
So it was interesting. I was surprised to see rain coming through. It never actually got to the bikers. I mean, it was surprised me that we actually got some rain today. Didn't help the temps, but.
Yeah, it's still, you walk outside and you're like. Bleh.
It is, yeah. It's
not a great time to be. I mean, you know what? When you're enjoying, they're not out racing. They're just enjoying themselves.
Right, exactly.
So it's not bad if you look at it that way.
Been meaning to ask you, with your clinics that you have with your day job and Woodman Controls, so that you can monitor everything from humidity to temperature and stuff
it's
like that.
It's horrific.
With this with this extreme temperature we have, have you had issues that have you've been aware of, or you're just watching, hey, I can move this up, I can move this down, keep everything at a constant?
I called my guy at North Ankeny today. His name is Jim, a listener of the show. And I'm like, dude, you're doing an awesome job, because he had to be manipulating it, because we probably, in a day like this, we were probably getting two or three warnings an hour. I thought we were going to be getting 20 an hour, because
really?
With them doing surgeries from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., the only thing that you can't have in OR is humidity. And he did a great job today, because it was, I mean, you could cut the humidity outside today.
Right.
So it's not a fun day at the clinics. We had all kinds of, you know, precautions and everything. Nobody even paid attention to most of our clinics that they were driving by today. So everything went really well. Listen, RagBrite does a lot of legwork to make sure this stuff works. Right. And especially when you're going, it's one thing to go through a small town and you want to try to enhance the small town and make sure that they make a lot of money. But when you go through a big town, you know, a lot of people don't care about bicyclists in a big town. No. Even though we're a bicycling state, and Des Moines is a very bicycle centric
community of folks. We have so many trails, but it is interesting to, you do get some of a few of them that were the oblivious. It's like,
yeah,
you don't have to drive down the middle of Fleur to get to QT. You can take a side, but they're just looking around. It's like, people are going to get hurt.
Right.
Here.
That's the bad part.
And
normally those are people that either have never been on the ride before, or, I mean, normal.
Or they don't go, they've never been to Des Moines.
Normal bicyclists know what to do.
So haven't heard the final numbers, because they can't put a finger on it of what the actual, but with what they had for registered riders, for day riders, for what people were trying to do as they counted and went by, I don't think 60,000 is a problem. I've heard rumor that there could have been a time that it would have been 80,000 people involved in riding bikes yesterday. That's insane.
Which is like 40 times registered riders.
Well, and I was watching the bullseyes on Snapchat, where you can see where the activity was. And it looks like, from what I hear, Big Grove was a hopping last night.
Oh, I bet Big Grove was. And the one that's on the way that we talked about yesterday, that's on the way to Ames. So when they came through Ames, what's that little...
Slater?
Yes, the little dive in Slater.
Nighthawk.
I bet they had a good day.
I can't wait to go talk to Ben at Jethro's on the south side and see how they did, because saw him with a couple guys walking through the parking lot this morning, picking up remnants of a little bit of party trash throughout their lot. But he had a big old smile on his face. Number one, I think that they were gone. Number two, I think he had a pocket full of money. So
right.
And I definitely think, was a good day.
And I think we have to give kudos to a couple of these, because – Big Grove is a big deal, and so is Barntown. And the things that they're doing is a big deal.
Well, I mean, look at the food
they do in Confluence.
Confluence,
you have to hit them all.
And Exile, they had live music. I mean, everybody hit it.
Our breweries, our brew pubs are pretty amazing. I mean, and it's fun. It makes it exciting to be here. Even for somebody who's not allowed to drink very much.
Yeah, I know. Did you have any desire to go down there, or was like, you know what, that's, even though it's close, I think I'm going to allow that not to be in my...
Or did you just stay in the garage last night and drink beer?
Well, no. Mom actually attempted to get me to drive the manual Jeep down throughout all of RagBrite last night. Yeah, that was a good time. And then it was really busy, so we were going to go to Jethro's. Then we hit Park, so from our street... clear up to Jethro's, it was standstill. So we were like, you know what?
That's about nine blocks.
Yeah.
9 blocks of standstill.
Yeah. It was brutal on the Jeep, I can tell you that.
Okay. We got some sports to talk about.
I have a page worth, and we had quite a discussion on the drive out here.
So I'm gonna give B the first talking point. B, what's your biggest talking point you got today?
I mean, we can go father's first point on Colorado, the Big 12.
Yeah.
See, that's a big one, I think.
It is a big one. I think it's a turning point. And today you found out Brett Yormark's hand.
See, that's my question to you. Is Colorado coming to the Big 12 a bigger thing because it is Colorado coming back, or is this another look what I can do, and this is my ultimate plan. Is this a Your Mark thing, or is this a Colorado thing?
No, this is a Your Mark thing, and here's how it's a Your Mark thing, how he negotiated his TV contract, and now you found out today. Colorado coming in next year gets full $31.5 million. So he put in his contract with ESPN and Fox that if we bring in a Power 5 school to be in the football program, they're going to get the same cut that everybody's getting right now. That's a big deal.
Right. So it was an easy vote.
Right. For Colorado, you're like, okay, I'm guaranteed $31.5 million, and it can go up. It can't go down, but it can go up. And I still have – this guy's looking at CM – the I can't even remember the Pac-12s because he just irritates me. But, you know, they're looking at CMT in that country music station. Isn't that what it – being like one of their TV partners in watching football.
No, CW.
CW.
Is that what it is? Yeah, that's legitimately who they're thinking.
Yeah, which is – I'm like, come on, folks. You got to do better than that. I think it's easy. That was an easy one. Picking Colorado out was easy because they should have never left the Big 12.
Right.
They had so many more. Listen, if two teams in this country could have a redo, the two teams would be Nebraska and Colorado. They would have never left because Nebraska has never fit in the Big 10. It's not the same type of institution as all the rest of them is, and it's just never fit. Colorado never fit with the Pac-12 because the Pac-12s are a bunch of snob, not athletically, they're a bunch of snob schools. And they didn't like the fact that the Pac-12 let Colorado come in.
Okay, you being, Brandon, being a Big Ten guy, do you think Nebraska can actually ramp it back up to be competitive in the Big Ten, or it's not going to work?
I really don't think it's going to work. Coming into Big Ten, very difficult task for any team. It's rare to succeed in the Big Ten. And then I don't think we're going to see a successful Nebraska football team for a lot of years to come. I think they're pretty far deep down in the dumps right now. Yeah.
And like others, they lose that side of, you know, being in divisions right now. They lose. I mean, they have teams in the division they can beat. They just haven't been able to beat them. And now it's going to be one great big conference, and you got to play. You're going to have to play. I think they still get the Iowa game because I think that was Iowa and Nebraska's. That's their game. Hey, we're not losing this game.
Right.
Iowa had a couple of those.
Well, and it's Black Friday game.
Right.
Which, so, as soon as the NFL said, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do Black Friday games now. Yeah. So, I mean, it taking that away, but.
Right. But I agree with you. Nebraska doesn't have the academic background that they all do. And it didn't fit. And I don't even know if Nebraska, I think they would have had more success in the Big 12 because of recruiting and some of the teams that are there today. You know, we talked about this yesterday and maybe a guest came on and said, you know what, you know, that show that's on before you, sometimes I don't think they understand what they're talking about.
Yes.
And Perloff today said, well, there's only going to be two conferences. There's only going to be the Big 10 and the Pac-12 and all the rest of them are going to be regulated to something else. And I meant, dude, you're crazy. And he goes, oh, these teams are going to, you know, maybe the ACC can survive. I'm like, that's the one conference that has no chance in the world to survive.
Right. No.
I mean, they have nothing. I mean, they have basketball and two football teams. And the Pac-12, I don't think the Pac-12 can survive. I think it's going to be three. I think you're going to have a higher end SEC. The next level will be the Big Ten, and the third level will be the Big 12. And those are going to be the three Power Fives. We're going to break away from everybody. Right. You're going to add teams that you want to add.
And it's interesting because I think the Big 12 evolution is going to be you're going to have your schools that are going to be good football teams, but I think it's going to be a basketball conference.
And that's what we're doing. We're going to go out. We're going to get Gonzaga. We're going to go out and get UConn.
Right.
We're going to go get those teams to take the East Coast, West Coast for basketball and then say, you know what? It's going to get a point in time, and you and I talked about this. I don't think college basketball is ever going to catch college football. But the amount of money that people are willing to pay, if you switch up how you do TV and everything with the NCAA tournament, you can make some money on your basketball. And the Pac-12 is no good in basketball. The SEC has Kentucky in basketball. Those, if you're talking basketball, the two biggest conferences are the Big Ten and the Big 12. Right. I mean, that's where, I mean, there's a lot of good teams there. So,
a comment that was made today by Yormark, his goal is to have a team in every time zone.
Yep.
And that was a conversation Brandon and I were having coming out here, and we both went, okay, Big Ten, do they have one? Because they, you know, with USC and UCLA, they've got Pacific.
I just don't think they have Mountain.
They don't.
No, they don't.
No, they don't have Mountain.
So who do you think, who would they, if they want to do that? I haven't heard them say that.
No, and I don't know who you would grab, because I would assume, see, and we've always talked about this, right? This is the kicker for the Big Ten. You have to have that designation, that academic designation for research and everything. And I can't remember what it's called, because I always forget.
It's like, but, and it's, yeah, USSA or something like,
yeah,
that. Yeah,
USC and UCLA both have that.
Right. It's an accreditation.
Accreditation score that you have to have. So it hinders them on what they can get. For us to go, so Cincinnati covers your Eastern time zone in football and in basketball. I still think we're going to get UConn. Central Florida takes care of that eastern side down there. So I think we have that covered. SEC, there's no way the SEC is getting coverages, because those other teams don't want to travel that far.
Well, and that's okay with us asking, where there's not anybody in the Big Ten in the mountain region.
Right.
Who do you think out of, because, I mean, we can throw a lot of names around, who on the Pacific time zone, who does Yormark look for? Is it Washington? Washington State?
No, because Oregon and Washington are the two teams that have that designation that can
go to the Big Ten.
So we have to pick. We're going to take Utah. You got to take Utah to get partner up with BYU. So, I mean, that's exciting.
Doesn't get his time zone, though. That's Mountain.
Yeah, it doesn't. But it's we'll get there.
The evolution continues.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101. Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Thursday. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing your sports your way every day right here on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We are on Twitter, at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower underscore 13, at Happy Hour underscore SS, at Steen on Sports. B, what's your Twitter handle?
I think Brandon Big Four. I'm not 100% sure, though.
Not a Twitter guy. I should have known.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's probably gonna throw out a snap or something like that.
Exactly.
Well, we just got on Be Real, and he's like, "Dude, Dad, whatever. Been doing that since I was in, you know, junior high." Or I'm like, "Well, it takes me a while to catch up."
We're old. You can also check us out on Facebook at 1700 The Champ. Website 1700thechamp.com. I have all the podcasts up through yesterday. Minnesota Twins, they go Friday, Saturday, Sunday against the Royals. So looking forward to that. Need some wins there, and you have the first read. I almost read Northwest Bank and didn't give you the chance today, but I'm being nice.
Really? Oh, because you do so well.
Because it's you write, it was so well written.
Right.
But I just want to read it. I miss reading it when you're here.
No, you said it right. You do misread it when you try to do it. So anyway, Northwest Bank, commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal, business, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in where? West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the what? Northwest side of the state. Imagine that, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay, because the name Northwest Bank, right?
Biz Buzz Bank!
Go check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking. Whenever your phone is in your hand, go to nw.bank to take advantage of applying online to various types of loans, from vehicle loans to mortgage. It all starts here. On the website, you can visit the newsroom for all things Northwest Bank. You can view the Biz Buzz blog for their business insight, or simply use the multiple banking tools to enhance your banking experience. All at nw.bank. Once again, don't wait. Open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can bank on. Member FDIC.
If I had a dollar on me, I'd tip you. That was very good.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't carry cash.
I know you don't. I was going to say, you can Venmo me. I know you have that. So.
I do have that. All right. So we have Brandon in here with us. So we have to do some backstory on Brandon.
Okay.
So you get to do the backstory.
Well, it's like he's my son. He's your little buddy. So there's your backstory right there. That's why he's here.
Yeah. No, he's here because...
played ball with your son.
Yeah. And he likes... We have this banter. He's one of us when he's around. It's part of the banter.
Trust me. He said that you guys are idiots before, for our opinion. But played ball with your youngest, Nate, at Dowling. Nate was a year older. Yep. Brandon is currently... You're going into your senior season, correct?
Yep.
Just want to
20 credits left and there then be done.
Mount Mercy, a student athlete over there, plays baseball for them, spent his summer. We've had this conversation with Randy, who used to be with the Burlington Bees in Burlington. Brandon is on the Prospect League, Burlington Bee team. Enjoyed playing?
Yeah, it's a really good time. Gives you a little hint of what some minor league guys go through, and wow, what is it, a grueling schedule. Yeah.
What was it, 11 days and you were in four states?
Yeah, we had a stretch of, I think it was 12 days, 12 games in five different states.
Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania.
Kansas, and I don't remember what the other one was.
But if anything out of the Prospect League, I will say the names of the teams and the hats and the logos are the best. I mean, you play for the Burlington Bees, pretty, but there's the Lumber Kings, the Pistol Shrimp.
Yeah, the Rockabillies.
But, yeah. Coach, one of your coaches from Mount Mercy is one of your coaches from the Bees?
Correct. He is our assistant for Mount Mercy, and this is his third year of being a head coach down in Burlington. He loves it.
So here's one of the big things for me, and Scott and I talked about this on air and off air a little bit. Maybe a future in coaching?
Would like to get into it, yes. I had a few things come across that I could do after college. Actually this fall, a good buddy, Coach Dom's kid, Casey, has given me the opportunity if I would like to help with the Sticks over in Cedar Rapids, starting that up with them for their fall ball.
That's a huge program.
Yeah.
I love that program.
Yep.
Nice facility. That's not a bad gig.
No.
I think you'd be really good at it. I mean, you have the one thing that everybody looks for in a coach. You're a catcher. That's you think the way baseball was meant to be played.
Trust me, he has not put the gear on since high school, not uncomfortable saying that.
But it never goes away because his attitude is always different. You know, you have, you know, people that expect a lot, you know, pitchers,
right,
center fielders, you know, high maintenance guys. No, but people do. That's the biggest coaching move that you make is either, for pitching coaches, it's always a pitcher, but for a lot of major league coaches that have done really, really well, they come from behind the plate because you call games. You just don't. That's a thing that people don't understand about catching. It's not about pitcher-catcher thing. It's catcher everybody.
Right.
Thing.
That's always, it's you're the only one looking at the entire field.
Right.
So, okay, between Mount Mercy when you play and Burlington, because the talent that you see, there's Iowa players, there's different levels of college players throughout. Which one do you consider you see better pitching? Burlington or Mount Mercy? Where have you seen some crazy?
They're actually completely, totally different pitching. When you go Burlington right now, so it's a lot of young guys in that prospect league, a lot of young Division I guys that coming out of high school, it was, I'm going to throw 95 by you. Not a lot of great off-speed stuff. So when you're there, down there, you just got to adjust the fastball coming in and maybe a good breaking ball here and there, but it's just a lot of 92, 93, 94. Up through there, a couple guys we saw 97, 98. The thing about NAIA pitching is there's not a lot of velo there. Like 90 will be your highest, but the off-speed stuff is really legit. So just
movement. There's movement, a lot of junk.
Yep.
And see, that's a problem. That's the problem with Division I baseball. Is they count pitching staff based on can you throw 90 and above instead of can you get people out.
But that's the thing that I see now with velo is as a college hitter, you can hit velo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not too hard after being in Burlington. 93, 94, if you're ready for it, you can hit it. It's nothing too special. So I don't see why our game has gone to you got to blow everyone up with
but
that.
Same arm angle. And same with their hand on top of the ball, and it comes in at 78 miles an hour after throwing a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, you're toast.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not hitting that.
Got to be able to throw more than one pitch.
Yep.
So when do you start back? Is there fall ball, or when does organized team activity start for you?
So our schedule will probably not start until September, mid-September, just because Coach Dom's trying to give us a break with everyone playing summer and him being – in Clinton the whole summer. So we'll start up early September, mid-September, but then we'll go 6-7 days a week for a good month, month and a half, as long as we can be outside till it gets cold.
And you have to report in August?
Yeah, we'll be there August 23rd, just when school starts. And then, I mean, that's pretty much when practice starts, but not organized team practice.
And this is somebody who has a field that is, it's a really nice field.
It's one of the best in the Midwest.
Yeah,
it's a turf field.
Yep. That you can play on, but, you know, that was always the thing in South Dakota. Oh, yeah, we need to get a turf field. It's still cold in South Dakota. You need an indoor facility, you know?
Well, and that is one thing about the Mount Mercy baseball field is you're not going to want to play on it in August. I mean, it is 20, 25 degrees warmer than what the ambient temperature is outside. But the cool thing is when it's February and it snows, you go out there and shovel four spots and it warms up and you can play on it. It's going to be cold, but you can play on it.
See, that was my thought process, too, on having the high school championships for 3A, 4A.
At
Duane Banks. Man, that field's gnarly when it's hot. Yeah. Oh. I mean, just sliding and burning through a pair of pants is not unusual.
No.
And that's a really funny thing, and we didn't get to talk about that yesterday. Cedar Rapids is trying to get that away from Iowa City.
At what? Where the Colonels play?
Where are they trying to go? Memorial?
Right there? Yeah, I think so.
Wouldn't be a bad spot for it. Got a lot of college field around there, too, that can have practice spots. So.
Right, and I think that's the problem is these guys are trying to get up and you're trying to get some practice time in before you go because you got to get up there early and there's not a lot of places for them to go. But I don't know what the Boys Association will do. You're never getting the Girls Association to move from Fort Dodge. That's got too much history. We took our
I like Carroll for 1A 2A though.
Yeah, and that's not changing either because that's history.
Right,
and that's a great place to play.
So now we just need to find a spot for 3A 4A.
Right, and because I just don't, it's not the same. So okay. I just don't think it should be on a turf field. When you played state,
you played at Principal Park.
Yeah,
that was pretty darn cool.
Last ones. Yep.
Where would you rather play? Would you rather play Cedar Rapids or Principal Park?
Oh, Principal Park.
Well, you're not getting Principal Park.
No, no one will ever go back there.
Not the way the schedules are now. You're not getting in there.
Definitely Cedar Rapids over
Duane Banks,
though. Cedar Rapids, well, it's minor league. That's
right. I mean,
for some of these guys, that's the best field you're going to get a play on.
Right.
And I'm Merchants is. That's a great place. I was lucky enough to coach some fall ball stuff with these guys, and I love playing.
That's a cool place.
Yeah, and spring, fall and spring. Yeah. It's a cool. I mean, people come out and actually come out to watch.
You're talking Carroll.
Yeah,
because I remember we went over there. And you're like, okay, so where can we get a beer between games? And I said, a block away. It's called the Pizza Hut.
Right.
There was not exactly.
And he reminds me. And remember, you're coaching. Yes, I know that. But
that's.
No,
well,
that's.
First day we ever met, you were coaching. You stole, nine of my high lives. So, yeah, that worked out.
That was just an all-star game. That's not a big deal. With 9-year-olds.
That's. Yes.
No, that's great, though. And I love the fact that you want to go into coaching. You know, you always can go do what he does, you know, but going and coaching is pretty cool. Yeah. You always have that to fall back
really?
on.
Yeah. You could do what you're doing.
You could do it. Yeah, this isn't bad either, you know, if only. Okay, so second topic of the day. I'm going to pick this one.
Yep, fire away.
Cincinnati Bengals season's over if Joe Burrow hurt his calf bad enough that he can't play in the first 6 games.
Well, that's.
Like or dislike?
I 100% agree. Yeah,
definitely.
He is the only person in the league that you can even put in Patrick Mahomes' category. They want to put Josh Allen, him, and Patrick Mahomes. I don't think Josh Allen is that good a quarterback. Not like those two.
Right. I agree.
I can't be a Cincinnati Bengals fan because
you're a
Baltimore Ravens fan. But my nephew, Kale, he's a huge Cincinnati Bengals fan. So. He was just rolling out to throw a pass. That's the crazy thing about the NFL and college football, that it isn't hits that knock these young and middle-aged men out of games. It's freakish stuff that gets them.
Well, and there's a lot of what was it? The Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey, the cornerback that went to Miami, got carted off today. Don't know that one. Of what is it? The lineman from UNI, Penning.
Yeah.
For the Saint, went to the Saints.
Yes.
He what today was number two, wasn't in practice.
Really?
That one scares me. That I thought he was going to be a freak for him, and you don't want day two to not be practicing because of an injury.
Got to stay healthy. I think that is the biggest issue. Brock Purdy back throwing again today.
Yep.
Looked good. It's really funny to me because you listen to national radio and they talk about him, and they talk about him like he rode the bench at Iowa State and look where he's at now. And I'm like, he was
a 4-year starter, five-year starter.
Oh yeah, a 4.5 year because it was a couple of games in. I'm like, man, you guys got to do a little bit better job of
research.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, he didn't play at USC and he didn't play, you know, at Ohio State or Michigan. But you know, them does just say, you know, if he gets the starting job again, it's the biggest thing ever. I mean, it's like he just woke up one morning and goes, hey, I think I'm going to go to San Francisco and be a quarterback.
This would be cool. And again, it's not like he was, you know, sacking groceries 2 weeks ago and decided, I think I can. It's not a Disney movie.
See, that is. Kurt Warner is a Disney movie. That stuff doesn't happen.
Another one looking at injuries that maybe he's not as relevant as he used to be, but it's a notable name. Tampa Bay Buccaneers center Ryan Jensen, who was
always, he's always hurt now,
right?
But he's old.
But he was, because he was Brady's center for all those years. Torn ACL. You know what, dude?
Time to
cash your checks.
Okay.
Give it up.
Here's my thing with him, and I love this. See if you get this part. I've never seen him and Miguel Jimenez in the room at the same time. Get it?
Yes. Yes.
A golfing yes. Satire. Sorry.
Exactly.
It doesn't sell well on national radio.
Buffalo Bills safety Micah Hyde suffered hip injury.
That's an important thing for the Buffalo Bills too. He's kind of the captain in that former Hawkeye.
Great Buffalo. Great excuse me. Seattle Seahawks. Jamal Adams has a broke finger. We'll be out that long. But it just has seemed like there's a lot of injuries right out of the chute.
Yeah, and it's, you know. Their biggest headache that they have too is contractually and doing these two-a-days and everything and 30, not even that.
All right.
What, you got another one?
No, we're going to dive into going on in New York.
Okay.
We'll dive into that next one because we need plenty of time to run on that one.
Yeah.
Seeing that we've got a somewhat of a Packer fan next to us, I'd like to hear some insights as well.
I get that. So, once again, Brandon, Scott, and I are very happy that you guys are in with us today. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Bringing sports your way every day. We will be back right after this break. Happy Thursday, everybody. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing you your sports your way every day right here on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower _ 13, at Steen on Sports, at Happy Hour _SS, and Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Minnesota Twins baseball starts back up tomorrow. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 6:30 pregame, 5:30 pregame, and 12:30 pregame on Sunday. So we have all that coming up. This segment is going to be brought to you by 4 Homeless Veterans Golf Outing. Central Iowa Shelter and Services is hosting our 5th annual 4 Homeless Veterans Golf Outing, benefiting the homeless U.S. veterans that are staying with them in their emergency shelter. Join them Monday, July 31st at Legacy Golf Club in New York or Norwalk, whichever one that is, for a round of 18 holes in support of homeless veterans right here in Central Iowa. By participating in this event, you are supporting a mission to provide homeless veterans an opportunity to grow and rebuild. The funds raised help to maintain all 150 beds at the emergency shelter, provide street outreach, and cook 600 nutritious meals each day. For many of our veterans, these services are the first steps towards stability. Go to centraliowashelter.org/events/4.html to find out all about this. It happens this Monday, folks, so jump on board Give as much help as you can. If you can't make the golf outing, go to centraliowashelter.org and see all the things that you could do to help them. It's a great program. Melissa's a good friend of the show. You know, and it's just, it's important to us. Yes. And it's
a good cause.
It's a good cause, and it's fun to help others.
Good people trying to do good things, and it's a good cause.
Okay, so where are we going?
So here's, like I said, I you're not, I guess, a Packer fanatic. I mean, it's, you follow the Pack.
I don't have anybody in that.
Well, I'm Brandon.
No, I don't have anybody in that division, so I root for the Packers because all my family is all Packer fans.
So I will ask the both of you, should people be disappointed in Aaron Rodgers because he didn't offer? He was all about, give me a contract when he was in Green Bay. He goes, puts this mega team together at the New York Jets, takes his $110 million contract, renegotiates it down to $75 million contract to free up this money. Now you got Dalvin Cook coming into town. Sounds like he's going to sign. That if you were a Packer fan, would you be kind of miffed?
Yes,
very much so.
Yes. I also think that there was no way in the world that Aaron Rodgers was playing for Green Bay, period. He just wasn't going
to
do it.
So these actions that he's doing right now is still a proverbial middle finger in the air to Green Bay that you went out and drafted a quarterback without talking to me.
I think it's, yes, to a certain extent. I think it's a middle finger to everybody. That's just him. I mean, he's a big child, but you know, now that you look back and you look at some of the things that Brett Favre did and some of the things that Brett Favre continues to do, maybe it's just the curse of being a quarterback at Green Bay.
What? Jordan Love is going to be a really good quarterback and have some issues. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I think Jordan Love is going to be an adequate quarterback for this first year because he just hasn't never had a chance. He's got weapons that he'll actually throw to. I mean, Aaron Rodgers didn't want to throw to some of these guys last year. I mean, he punished Christian Watson all year for dropping that one pass.
The first, what was it, like second pass all year?
Yeah. It should have been a touchdown.
Right.
And, he punished the poor kid for a whole year.
Will you watch New York Jets football just to see what, to either watch Aaron Rodgers fail or succeed?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a fun team to watch.
I think it's going to be a fun team to watch as well.
So the whole, and it's, I was like, aren't you kind of scratching your head if you're Breece Hall? But like you guys said, Breece Hall isn't ready week one.
Nope.
But the tandem of Dalvin Cook
and Breece Hall.
Oh my.
Yeah, that is an oh my. And with the rest of, I mean, here's their biggest problem. And not a lot of people are talking about it. That is not a good offensive line. It's an underperforming offensive line. It's not that they don't have talent. It's just underperforming.
So there's,
now he helps because Green Bay didn't have a great offensive line last year either. His quick release and his ability to throw like he did. That's the one thing. There's never been anybody in the NFL that throws a football like he does. I mean, I love a lot of different quarterbacks.
Right.
Nobody flicks a ball like him. Dan Marino was close but couldn't throw it as far.
I'm not going to fight you on that one.
Yeah, I he's amazing.
It was a different game though. Dan had to throw a lot.
Yeah.
He didn't have anything else.
He did.
But so I think you've touched on it. We've touched upon that as well. If anything, that the chink in the armor right now is the offensive line. He gets knocked on his butt and this kumbaya stuff that he's doing right now
Post-game interviews turn very ugly very quickly.
He gets popped on his butt and gets sacked a few times. He's going to start pointing the finger, and that whole mountain of cards is going to come crashing down.
So as a Packer, not you, but as a Packer family, in quotes, do you think that they can win their division? Because Chicago's trash. I don't think Minnesota's very good. I'd worry about Detroit.
Right.
I think Detroit has a lot of talent.
Does Detroit know how to win yet?
I think they're getting there. I think last year helped. I think, you know what helped them? That last game. They had nothing to play for. Green Bay had everything to play for, and they beat Green Bay.
Right.
That's learning how to win. So, yeah, I think maybe they do.
Where do you go, NFC North?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
I really think it's anyone's team or, wow, anyone's division at this point. I think that is one of the divisions in football right now that you can just put your hands in the air and be like, I have no idea.
I think they all could be. I think they all could be 9-8. And I have to be nice to Kirk Cousins because I've watched the Netflix thing.
I know.
And he's the nicest guy in the
and
world.
And public opinion is changing on Kirk Cousins. But I'm just so scared of Minnesota. Minnesota is going to be I'm scared they're going to be the flip side of the coin last year. All these games they were behind in so many games that went their way. They could be a 4-win team in week 12.
Yep. No, and I think Justin Fields is going to be better because he has better people around him.
I agree with that.
But I still don't know how good they're going to be. I still think they're a couple years away.
I just don't think Chicago has a winning mentality yet.
Yeah.
They got the right guy at the helm, in my opinion, but.
But it's going to take him a while.
Well, they asked too much of him last year, and it's, I'll put up air quotes, he got himself hurt at the end of the season, you know, because of he was had to do too much.
He was running for his life.
Exactly. Running for his life.
Exactly.
And getting tackled with 20 degrees below zero, and that makes you sour on football really quickly.
Well, you know how big of a – I am a huge Stephen A. Smith fan. The guy is great. He really is high on the Miami Dolphins, so I think he's got a great insight.
You're screwed.
Make or break year for Tua.
Yeah,
it is.
You know what?
We were all together last year when he bounced and his hands went different directions, and I'm like, that dude's never playing again.
That was the whiteout Cincinnati game. Yep. We were at the back room of Grand Junction, and I looked at the screen and looked at you and said, that kid's never getting up.
No, it didn't. And that shows his intestinal fortitude that he did and played.
Yes.
But
yes,
he's got to learn.
You know, tongue in cheek, we've been talking about that he's learning how to fall.
Yeah.
No, you know what he's doing? Jiu-jitsu. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to. He has to do that. I get it. If you look at stats, he might be the best quarterback in the NFL. His completion percentage, he can throw deep ball, he can do it all. Except for he also thinks that he can take off running, and he can't take off running anymore. If you're thinking that you're going to take off running, one of his offensive linemen has to come up and smack him on the, oh, no, I can't smack him on the head. Smack him on his back or tackle.
Really? Wow. You're the, yeah, Thursday's, hey, welcome to Gary's show on Thursday. Wow.
That was the ugliest thing that I've, and there's been a lot of bad things that we've seen in the NFL. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
And then, I mean, what and who in the right mind in Miami thought that was a good idea to even try and bring him back?
Yeah. After, because I mean, he was the week prior, it was the Bills game.
Yeah.
That he was, where's the huddle? I mean, it's
he had no clue. Right. I mean, they were carrying him back to the
Luckily,
huddle.
There's a
great teammates, not to the sidelines.
Oh,
no.
You know what? Watch football 25 years ago.
You got to come into the huddle.
But anyway, it was.
You ever wonder why Terry Bradshaw can't complete sentences? Have you seen what they did to that poor man?
Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. But I'll tell you this. The fact that they have a full-time NFL employee on the sidelines saying you can't go out there, that solved everything.
It did. Oh, you know, and then he walked over and goes, hey, how you feel? And Tua went, ugh. And it's like, oh, I heard that. He's
Somebody
good.
Answer that. Yeah, exactly.
No, it wasn't good.
This seems to be a topic of debate back and forth between Steen and I. Brandon, Kyler Murray, yes or no?
No.
And why? Is it his attitude? Is it his ability to play? Is it he doesn't play, he's not a team player?
All of the above.
And if he gets on a good team with a good coach, not one that kicks back with his million-dollar house. Okay. I don't know.
Okay,
either.
As long as it's not a week of when Call of Duty's released.
Exactly, and that's a good point there. We got some baseball things we need to talk about. We got a baseball guy in here, so we need to do that. We got a lot more as well.
And we're half
once done. Again. Yeah, once again, B, great to have you in here today. Always great to have you in here, my friend. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Second hour coming right up. Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. We're almost through this work week. Pretty darn close. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scott Brower _13, at Happy Hour _SS, and at Steen on Sports. Facebook at 1700 The Champ. The website, 1700thechamp.com. Podcasts are up. Minnesota Twins baseball, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right here. Next week, I'm going to go through this weekend and do a deep dive on all the football we have going on, and so we'll highlight a bunch of stuff next week.
The stuff that's coming up
on air.
You bet.
On air, which is kind of cool. And that's not even counting Kansas City Chiefs football and you and I football. That's everything else, and
right. That's
a ton. So really looking forward to that. Once again, have Brandon in here today. Scott's in here as well, and you have the read, my friend.
Heritage Building Maintenance provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout central Iowa. Heritage is future-focused, driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, provide peace of mind and protecting the future by being certified partners in science-proven microbial control, provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com. Check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services.
You sound so smart when you read that.
I do. It's that, that's a lot of words.
You know everything.
A lot of words.
I mean, I hit you with microbial and you're going, yeah, man, it's awesome.
That's a microbial. Yeah, exactly.
It's microbial. It is
exactly.
Awesome, by the way.
So what's going on in baseball, Steve?
So this is my my question to Brandon with baseball. And Brandon understands this because going through high school, being where he's at, to have somebody that can be your number one pitcher and be your leading hitter, home run hitter, it doesn't happen very often. I don't care what level you're at, it doesn't happen very often.
No, that's very rare.
So Shohei Ohtani is a unicorn. And the Angels cannot re-sign him because he doesn't really like California, but it was a good place. They paid him a lot of money, but they had the chance to trade him, but you're not getting, only thing you were going to be getting back was prospects. And we all know prospects are a wonderful thing, but they don't, in Major League Baseball, man, it's tough. It's tough to make it in Major League Baseball. If I could put you in control of the Angels, B, would you have traded him, or would you say, you know what, it's the last time, let's let everybody get a seam, let's see if we can make a playoff push, maybe we go out and we become buyers for a little bit. Which way would you have gone?
I mean, that's tough because you're dealing with a guy that Major League Baseball has never seen.
Nope.
Best pitcher in baseball, arguably best hitter in baseball, everything all around. Now you can, looking at it as an Angels standpoint, you can be like, okay, we got Shohei, we can give our fans, that's going to put fans in the stands for the rest of the year.
Yep.
Whether or not you make a playoff push or not, you're going to be selling out games because
yep.
of him. Getting rid of him and trying to build for a future probably would have been the smart idea, building your team, and hopefully you can make a playoff push in the next 5-6 years if you would have done that, because you probably would have got arguably some very good prospects with
him. And they're out there. But you're talking about two guys and $600 million with the Angels,
correct.
With Mike Trout, who's hurt again.
Again, yep.
And Ohtani, who, and I agree that being a unicorn is pretty cool. At some point in time, he's going to have to do one or the other because your body just can't, your body can't take both.
But I think you still got
five
years with it.
I do too. But I don't even know which one I'd say he's better at because I've watched him throw, and he throws stuff that people I've never seen. And then
there's people that call him the modern day Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth did do both. It's different, I know, but
the greatest thing about Ohtani that nobody talks about enough is they talk about his home runs and they talk about his pitching and his strikeouts. He leads both leagues in triples.
Yeah,
that means he's fast too.
Exactly.
It's he's Ichiro who can throw and hit for power. We just never seen it.
No.
And you know, so some lucky team. The other one, and I don't know how much baseball you're watching, but I think it's De La Cruz with the Cincinnati Reds.
Yep.
Oh my God, is that guy fun to watch too?
Insane.
He threw a ball the other night, halfway center field, so in between shortstop and the center field, on a cutoff throw to home, 99 miles an hour, a perfect
strike. Yep.
And nailed a guy by like five steps, and the guy's looking at it. He's looking at the third base coach going, what the hell? This kid, and he hit I don't know if you saw this one, but he hit a shot in the first inning, and a guy jumped up and robbed it. And the next time he came up to bat, the saying that was, he was at a, I can't remember where he was playing, but he was visiting team. And it said, almost hit a home run in the first inning. And he cranked one out of the stadium, which is like 475.
Yes.
So, I mean, baseball is, if you are a baseball fan, and I know, and we always talk about this, Grandpa Bickford is, I mean, you don't get to be a bigger baseball fan than he is.
No.
And he has all these memories and all these great things to sit and talk about. There's some people doing some things that in my time from 1970 to now, there haven't been people doing, let alone back in the time when Grandpa was looking at them as well. And I just have to believe that he's got to be smiling, because as much as he loves watching great baseball, he's seeing some great baseball. I don't know if he's seeing great baseball teams, but he's seeing great baseball players.
Well, fun fact for you, I drove him down to Burlington with me, had to stop at the casino down there as well. But, you know, took him down.
Side note, asterisk.
Side note, asterisk. Some of the things you don't say on radio, just in case someone didn't want to know that.
We were solving the world's problems.
You fit right in with us.
But, Grandpa has not watched a 9-inning baseball game all year long from Major League Baseball.
Wow.
Really?
Really. He does not interest him. Now, he'll sit down and he watched all college baseball, and he watched all of our games, but he has not sat and watched a 3-hour baseball game this year.
And the really funny thing about that...
222 average.
Who?
How long the baseball games are.
222. Here's a really... This is bad. What you get watching Fox or ESPN to take you through baseball that happened during the day, I don't know if I want to watch a 9-inning baseball game. Because I do like 9-inning baseball games now that they're speeding the games up and doing that. But, man, there's a lot of dead time. And we're all football people, right? There's no dead time in football.
No. Well, pretty much any other sport we watch.
Right. There's just no dead time. And that's the thing that hurts baseball the most. Now, if Grandpa went to a stadium, a Major League Baseball stadium, I don't think you'd get him to leave.
No.
So that's the, you know, going live does keep you there for 9 innings.
Well, that's
watching it on TV and I can flick, man, I'm not watching.
You know how many games we went down to Burlington because it is such a Americana feel. I mean, you felt it was old school minor league baseball. Even it was prospect league, but it was
the best.
You know, sipping on a beer and watching baseball.
There's nothing. What's better entertainment in Des Moines right now and surrounding areas than going to an iCubs game? Right. It's inexpensive. I'm telling you,
don't get us in trouble with Chip. You know, no. I like me some energy.
Well,
Iowa Wolves baseball or basketball. Sorry. Wow.
Yeah, Chip, he's sorry about all that. He was giving you some kudos and then he can't tell you what you're playing.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Please, stammer. Ask. Please.
No, I'll throw the Wolves in as well. It's not expensive to go to these games.
No.
It's just
you're
not.
On top of it. It is awesome.
It costs you more to go to a movie theater and watch a movie than it does for you to go to a Wolves game or an iCubs game.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But like that, minor league baseball and these small towns, well, Des Moines is not very small anymore, but baseball is still the heart and soul of these towns.
Oh.
It's fun to watch. Now, Major League Baseball on TV and where the game's going, besides the tape measure shots, it's just not fun to sit down on your couch and watch.
No. Pitching's not great in most games. I don't think announcers are good anymore. They don't keep you in the game they used to. You know, you listen, and I think the red zone is taking that away from football too. And you're seeing that in how they're trying to pair these people up, trying to do NFL games.
I don't do the red zone where it's where you just only go constant. To relevant plays. I want to watch a game.
I got a question for you then, Gary. You said pitching's not great right now, right?
Yeah.
Did you see what Mike Trout came out and said?
No.
Mike Trout actually said in a podcast that pitching right now is harder than anything he's ever seen in his life.
Really?
He said pitching has gotten so much better in the last 3 to 4 years than he's ever seen it before.
And yet, you know what? I think I can agree with that. The problem that I should restate, pitching as a whole in the league, there are teams that have great pitching and have great pitching coaches and pitching staffs, and there's some that are really junk. Like, I'm a Yankee fan. Ours is junk.
It falls off very quick.
Yeah, if once you get there. But I agree with the – see, and it's because of analytics that makes it better, because they're not throwing harder because, man – Randy Johnson, Kurt Schilling, I mean, those guys were all
Nolan Ryan.
They were all.
I've watched more MLB baseball this year than I have the last 2 to 3 years combined. I don't know. I like the changes, the speed, the pitch clock, the pace of the game. It's an easier game to watch for me right now.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know.
I don't have a favorite team. I mean, I love the Yankees, but it's not. I don't live and die. I like watching players. I think that's why I watch ESPN.
I like knowing that I'm setting myself up for major depression because I'm watching the Cubs going, hey, they're coming back. Look at their schedule.
Yeah.
Next month's going to be tough.
A hole right now. They could fall in it and come out looking great.
And maybe our guy that was sitting next to you yesterday, I don't think that he's giving you a grand picture of what it's going to be like, because I think they're going to do something that I think he would not do if he was in the same situation. And that is trade some people that he doesn't think should be traded.
I think they're only going to trade Bellinger. I think that's the only one.
See if they, because I don't know if Randy will come back on our show if they trade Stroman.
I agree with that, and I don't think they need to.
I don't either.
No,
and I don't think you should trade Bellinger either. What's is he bringing butts in the seat in Chicago? If the answer is no, I trade him.
What? It's Chicago.
So they go anyway. So you don't need it.
They always put butts in the seats.
But we don't need to win then either. See, that's the tough part, right? I said we there. Wow. I'm just saying, wow. Cubs, it's just, right. If you're saying that, then...
Okay, let's look. Let's do this. Let's look at the National League Central. Yep. Brewers, Reds, Cubs, Cardinals, Pirates.
None of them are good. So somebody's got to win.
Brewers just made a move to, Carlos Santana, first baseman.
Yep.
Veteran... Big swing or big bat, right?
Mean guitar.
There you go.
Okay.
So Pirates to Brewers. Okay. Right now in the Central, we've got Brewers, and then a game and a half out is the Reds.
Yep. And Chicago's out
six.
So as of right now, where are you going? You going Brewers or Reds? In the National League Central.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one.
I still go Reds.
And Christian Yelich hasn't played well yet.
No.
So if he plays well. I like Milwaukee. The Reds are young. They're really young. So they're going to have some times where they're going to drop 10 games in a row, and then they're going to win 10 games.
Then they're going to win 16. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's all right, NL East, Braves, Phillies. You've got the Phillies are 10 games back. Can they catch the Braves?
No. But they're going to – I think they'll make the playoffs. The Braves are good at everything.
Okay.
They can hit for power. They have speed. They have pitching. They have relief pitching. They have closers. Now – and they're one of the teams that are on top that are spending all the money, but they spent all the money the right way. Like, they're like, you know what? We really need a catcher who can take care of our pitching, and we need one that can hit a little bit. Boom. They go get it. They go to the Athletics, and they bring him in. I mean, they're not signing somebody just to sign him. They're signing somebody to put in position to win baseball.
Right. Okay, NL West. This one, to me, is a three-team race. Because you got the Dodgers, three games out is the Giants, four games out is the Diamondbacks.
Yeah,
one of them catch Dodgers?
And the team that spent the most money is in last place. They're out of how many games are they out? The Padres.
No, actually, the Rockies are in last place at 18 and a half out. Padres are at 10 games out.
They're 10 games out. Yep. They have a $220 million payroll. Dodgers are a better team.
AL Central, Twins, Guardians. Guardians two games back. Twins going to walk it?
I think Twins are a better team.
Okay. Orioles, Rays. Rays are a game and a half back in the AL East.
I love the Orioles, but at some point, all those young players are going to struggle for a little bit.
Okay.
But
I think they hold on.
Yeah. I love, and Tampa, they're both going to make playoffs, and I wouldn't want to play either one of them.
AL West, Rangers and Astros. Astros two games back.
I hate the Astros. So
I know. Well, I know. It doesn't matter. I'm asking you. Rangers hold on? Is it their division to take?
I mean, if I was a betting man, I think I'd probably take the Astros just because that would tick me off, and that's why I'm probably going to throw a BetMGM on the Astros, and if I lose, I'll be happy.
Let's throw this out there then. Twins, Guardians, Orioles, Rays, Rangers, Astros. Who is your American League champ?
Tampa Bay.
Really? Okay.
I think so.
Why? What's your gut on that?
I think they played tougher games. I think that matters. And they've been there before. They've been there in the last couple of years.
I'm going Rangers or Astros.
No, it's not going to be the Rangers.
No.
See, that's the problem with Texas, is it's going to be 110 degrees in their home games. I mean, it just takes a lot out of you. And I don't know if the Astros can beat people in a seven-game series.
Well, you know what? Being affiliate, let's hope that it's the Twins.
I would love it to be the Twins. I just want them. That's always good. Man, that came on everything.
Amber Alert, missing from Burlington, Iowa since July 26th. Did somebody throw a report on you? Oh, okay.
He's here.
Gotcha. There it comes.
And now it.
We just got bumped.
We did. But we're going to keep talking because sometimes it bumps, sometimes it doesn't bump.
Right.
I think the National League's tougher because even though I think Atlanta is the best team, I wouldn't want – LA's got studs everywhere. You know, the one that surprises me the most this year is the St. Louis Cardinals haven't played very good baseball.
Not one bit. And they spent a lot of money.
Yep. And that has always been the one thing they do, right, is they play baseball the right way. And they make base running errors. They make errors in the field. It's crazy what they're doing this year.
We'll go through the NL. We'll do the same thing.
All right. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 1700, the Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We got one more section. We'll do some baseball. Do some potpourri at the end. Thank Brandon for being in here. We'll be right back. And when we are not on air, right there, you are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700, the Champ. Maybe we got a thunderstorm. We have another Amber Alert.
It's another Amber Alert.
They're ready for the Amber Alert. So we'll just keep going and see what happens. 1700 Champ, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. There we go. Twitter, @SteenOnSports, @HappyHour_SS, @ScottBrower_13, and @1700TheChamp. Facebook's @1700TheChamp as well. Twins, Royals, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we have all that going on. This segment is going to be brought to you by the Amber Alert that's going on in my little microphone here. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company, provides designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services HVAC, lighting, card access, and camera controls for the entire state of Iowa. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look up all those things that you can take care of with Woodman, an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. Here we go. We definitely need to rewrite that one. I know I should say you need to rewrite that one.
Well, Amber Alert system is very, obviously we've got it going across the air right now. My phone, The weather app that I follow has it pop up through the weather app. So
go.
It's, they go deep.
That's a good, I mean, it's a good thing.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
It's a great thing.
It's a,
you're talking about small amount of time.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can change a situation like that.
All right, so we were being geniuses with the American League. Now we're in the National League.
Okay, hit me.
I'll do the same thing I did last time. So we're NL Central. We've got the Brewers and the Reds. Like I said, it was game and a half back. Brewers, Reds, Braves, Phillies, Dodgers, Giants. I'll even throw in the Diamondbacks. Who is going to rise to the top out of the National League?
I think the Atlanta will, because of talent and money. I mean, they can go spend money too. It's a well-run organization that has their own television station.
Dodgers will make a playoff run. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
It'll be a battle, but I do think the Braves will be triumphant to represent the National League. So, yep. Since the NL finally won the All-Star game, they're going to get home field advantage.
Home
now
field.
They've got advantage number two. So, I mean, it's going to be a big deal.
Okay, so I got one for you.
Fire away.
You know how much I like Sean Payton. You know how much I think Sean Payton is going to change the Denver Broncos because of his coaching staff.
You can usually smell the sarcasm. If...
Did you hear what Sean Payton said today?
Bits and pieces that he didn't care for. if I can do this terminology correctly, Nathaniel Hackett was the worst coach, head coach in NFL, history. Huh.
Wow.
That's... He said everything they did last year, we're doing the opposite.
Yeah. That's exactly,
that was
his
exact quote.
Is his mic up?
Yeah.
There you go. I just want to make
sure. He's just very soft-spoken.
Okay.
On the radio.
On the radio. There you go.
Yeah, it was the worst coaching job. I mean, he tried to kick a 68-yard field goal. I mean, come on. I mean, he started there.
The air is thinner.
And he never got better. And his only claim to fame is now you're going to find out, because anybody out there that thinks that Aaron Rodgers needs an offensive coordinator, he just needs one that...
No, it was a quarterback coach.
Yeah, he needs somebody to take the hit when things don't work. That's not him. And he's got one now.
Good Lord, that picture of Sean Payton, he looks like a character from like a Sin City movie or something like that.
I can't
scary.
You know, it's one thing having a beer and saying that. To say it on national TV, that's a bold move.
Yeah, it is. Okay, is this... Do the Jets use it as... bulletin board material? I mean, does it matter? Do you think Sean Payton really is going to turn around the Denver Broncos?
Yes.
Is Russell Wilson really going to be that good of a quarterback?
Yes.
Really?
He's that good of coach.
Okay.
Drew Brees was 5'8", and they won a ton of games. Well, now, I love Drew Brees, but that's Sean Payton.
You ask our other son, or his brother, that Drew Brees could have... Didn't need a team. He just walked on the water and he won games. That's what he did.
Yep. And if it wasn't for Sean Payton, he would have been the backup quarterback for the San Diego Chargers for 10 years.
Yeah, I know. And if Drew Brees would have went to Miami, they would have won a long time ago.
That might be a...
Ifs and buts. Never mind. I won't even say it. So.
No, it just... Coaches never say that stuff.
It does... To call someone, I can see... Wow, to really finger point and dial down, you are the worst coach in NFL history. That's deep.
That is something that you just, I don't.
So since you're saying this, let's go to the AFC West again. Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers. So is it going to be Chiefs and Broncos?
I could see it.
Wow.
Is it?
I was half. The quote. It was half.
Of what? Really?
Yeah.
Our new sponsor is Florin America.
Florin America. We love Florin America. If that is JC's quote for Florin America, for me, I love Florin America.
Shane Sundberg is a good man.
He is a great man.
So Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers. So you think the turnaround will be... The Broncos are going to be better than the Chargers.
Yes.
The Broncos are going to be better than the Raiders.
God, yes.
For sure.
The Broncos are going to compete with the Chiefs.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I just...
Only children, man.
Well, okay. Just... No. Okay, first of all...
Blowing your
you
mind.
You just said that he can turn the team around and he can make Russell Wilson a great quarterback.
Yeah, but not to the Chiefs' standards.
Yeah. That's,
not
that's,
yet, at
That's
least.
Totally different. Totally different.
All right.
They don't have the roster. Here's the thing. The best roster in that division... is the Chargers, and they got a crap coach. If Sean Payton would have said, hey, I'm going to the Chargers and replace that ding-dong, I would say that is going to be a great battle this year.
Gary doesn't like the...
defensive coordinator.
Defensive coordinator. He doesn't like the NCAA. There's Gary's opinionated about things. Do you have that button?
Yes.
I like my opinion.
I mean, I don't know if it's working today. Let's... there she is. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
No.
Broncos going to be a wild card team?
There's a shot.
AFC is
a battle for it.
AFC is going to be a really good.
Here's the thing. If look at the East, nobody knows what the Jets are going to do because he's going to be running for his life because that's a horrible offensive line. You have the Dolphins. You know, if
Stephen A. Smith.
If you hear that sound,
right.
Tua out.
Stephen A. Smith said they're going to be fine. So I'm sorry. I listened to what Stephen A. Smith says.
So you have that's Miami. That's Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Buffalo, I think, will be the top spot there. Yeah.
Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen not on the same page still.
I think Buffalo's going to struggle. And then you get the Patriots.
And who I think are the least talented of all the teams in that division.
Right, and they're going to mess around, and they're going to win games they're not supposed
and so
to.
You're telling me that you don't like Cleveland with Deshaun Watson. Joe Burrow,
he's
now,
unproven. He has to be the rustiest player in the NFL.
Oh, he is.
How long is since he actually played in a game?
Like a year and a half.
Oh, it's been a
decade.
If a decade's 10 games, it seems like it.
There's the AFC, and that's the crazy thing, right? The AFC is much harder to tell because
however much you got in your wallet, put it on the Jaguars. There's your AFC champions,
The only way they're in a AFC champions is if they get home field, because they're not beating Kansas City in Kansas City.
Well, you just said the Broncos are going to take it to them.
I did not say the Broncos. You asked me who the best you asked me if he's going to improve the team. Absolutely. Can Russell Wilson get better? If Sean Payton came out on national TV and said that Nathaniel Hackett sucked, I think Russell Wilson said, oh, thank God I didn't have to say that, because then people would be ripping him.
What is it, week? Which week is it? Because you've actually got a matchup between the Jets and the Broncos. So that should be...
That'll be interesting.
That will be an interesting game.
And you know, chip on shoulder, Aaron Rodgers is a really good football player when he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah, we'll see if he had to spell out the word relax or anything.
The craziest one is, how good can Lamar Jackson be after being out for a whole year?
Well, he's going to have to learn the whole new offense they're putting in for him.
So, I mean, that's the kicker in that division. And if Joe Burrow's out, that throws the whole AFC in crazy times.
Did you expect Cincinnati to be that good?
Yeah. I mean, what he's done the last 2 years, him and Jamar Chase.
It's unreal.
It's crazy. Seriously, if Patrick Mahomes is not in the league and Tom Brady wasn't in the league for that year that they won the Super Bowl, Joe Burrow is the MVP of quarterbacks, and nobody talks about him, which is awesome for the kid, because he's number one, he's in Cincinnati. Guess what Cincinnati cares about? The Reds.
Right.
And then the Bengals, maybe. You know, and so that I don't know.
October 8th, Jets at the Broncos.
Ugh. That'll be fun.
Oh, we'll be in the thick of it by then.
That's a great game.
The injuries should have started. The meltdown with Rodgers. So, have you been following Andy Agar with everything that's going on with Rodgers on Twitter? That is awesome.
It's funny.
The looks he just gives the camera when, hey, I'm going to give up $35 million to make the team better. Really? In her Packers jersey. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
No, she's got a good gig. She's really good though too. I mean,
she spent the last month just showing pictures of her on her boat. So evidently things are good.
Things are good
for Annie Agar.
Things are good. once again, we got about 4 minutes. Colorado, board approved.
Yep.
Return to Big 12. That's a domino. That's a big domino.
Well, you said it earlier, and I think we'll all three agree on this. The fact that they said, here's the money. Not this, not prorated this, that, yep. Boom, immediately.
It's $31.5 million you get when you walk in the door.
And Colorado is going to bring a lot of money into the Big 12 as well.
Right. Wow. Now, we hope that Deion Sanders has appendages by the time he gets
there.
Well,
and I hope the hype is, the team is what they're,
he's a great football, be. He's a great, take that back. I have no idea how good a football coach he is. I do know how good a motivator of young men that he is.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the part. Remember what we talked about this the other day. You're sending your kids to a school to have them play a sport, but they have to be taken care of. It's the most important thing.
Right.
I want to be able to trust you that you have my son's. I don't even care about his best interest or playing baseball. I want him safe.
Well, and trust me, everything you've read about Deion Sanders has the kids' best interest, their future in his.
Right. And he brings kids in with issues, and he'll help them with their issues.
Okay, but here's what has ringing in my ears when we talked to Randy. When we talked the difference between minor league and major league and all these different things. You can't cut and paste stats. You can't take what worked and just take those stats of what it was at Jackson State and go, it's going to work.
No.
At that, I mean, it is a different level.
But
it
is different football. I think he knows that, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's got a good football mind for sure.
Here's the problem that he had is people didn't take him seriously, so he had to go somewhere and show them. He took a program that hadn't won a game and put them in the spotlight the country.
I'm not anti Deion Sanders. I'm just saying.
I understand.
Just because you put Sean Payton in Denver does not make it a slam dunk.
No.
Just because you put him at a school that they're really behind him does not make Deion Sanders a slam dunk.
And here's my thing is just putting Nick Saban in Alabama doesn't make them a good football team. I mean, his recruitment of players makes Alabama a good football team. And it's not even it's the dual recruitment of players. So if he loses an offensive guard or an offensive tackle, he has another one because they're all coming to Alabama. That's stopping, though, because now they can go anywhere and make money.
Right.
And now Alabama actually has to put it on the books and not off the books.
Well, that's why the SEC got the Senate involved.
Yeah.
They're not playing fair anymore.
It's not fair to us.
In air quotes, we lost our advantage. Yeah, so, yeah.
Because you can make that same money and you don't have to go to Alabama and Auburn and all those places. It's that big a deal for college football. And Scott, you're right. That's why all these old-time coaches are fighting so hard. Because they're like, Nick Saban's going, all right, so I can't walk into a living room and say, hey, you're Alabama, you're going to be on TV all the time, and you're going to get to championships because 9 other schools can say the same thing and pay the same amount of money you've been paying these kids to go.
And you're going to play more and get more exposure, and you're going to be not number three, you're going to be number one.
You don't have to wait till your junior year to play for me. So it's going to change the way that college football is played. I think the only other one, you're a Hawkeye fan. This is Kirk Ferentz's biggest year he's ever had.
Correct.
I mean, he has to prove that last year was an anomaly, and he has to do it fighting for a family member, and they have to play well.
What's he got to average, 27.5 per game?
Yeah. What am I putting? I'm not supposed to talk about the Hawkeyes.
No, I was just saying, just bring up their schedule. He should be fine.
No, he should be fine.
But he's still got to average 27.5 points per game.
But here's the deal. What happens if it's not fine? What happens if Cade McNamara?
I thought it was 7-25. Yes, there was something about 7-25. There's two different things that he has to do. I'll have to look it up. But anyway, still.
Maybe Cade McNamara just knew that he wasn't going to be able to play at Michigan and he had to go somewhere. But they also could be 11-1 or 12-1 because they got a schedule.
He made a prediction that the offensive line is better.
Yes. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Thursday, Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3, 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans, bringing your sports your way every day. You can always check us out on Twitter at @ScottBrower_13, at @SteenOnSports, at @1700TheChamp, and at @HappyHour_SS. Facebook's at @1700TheChamp, and the website's 1700TheChamp.com. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we have Twins Royals big in the Central Division. See if the Twins can keep up.
Keep it going.
Twinkies. As always, we want to thank Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Heritage Building Maintenance, and four homeless veterans golf outing through Central Iowa Shelter and Services at Legacy Golf Club on Monday, July 31st. We are almost to August. You know what that means? That means today is the 2-week mark before the Iowa State Fair.
It's the 1-week mark before the NFL kicks off. Hall
of Fame game.
You betcha.
Saturday.
We're going to do our thing out the fair, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, Hall of Fame game Thursday, next week.
We're a week away.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce didn't even get a chance to give the digit bracelet to Taylor Swift.
I know.
Yeah, he couldn't even get close to her.
Wow. Man, he's Travis Kelce. You thought he'd be able to get up there.
Yeah, it's Taylor Swift.
Well, it's Travis Kelce. All right.
I don't know.
So where are you going, Steen? We're doing, got to talk about who our sponsors are?
Yes. I did that already.
You did?
Yes, I did it.
Look at me not listening to you again.
I did it so quickly. that you couldn't even see it or hear it.
Good job, Eddie.
Okay, I have some what people consider to be the most unbreakable records in sports. Anybody want to take some shots at who some of these people
what
might
is
it? Be?
Gretzky, Nolan Ryan, what do you got?
Okay, so let's do some non-top line sports. Not that there's anything wrong with other sports. Michael Phelps, 28 Olympic medals. Probably not going to be.
I don't think so.
Not going to be beaten.
In his sport or somebody else in any sport to get more than 28?
28 gold medals. I don't think anybody's going to get 28 gold medals.
In any sport or in swimming?
In any sport.
Okay.
UConn Husky women, not.
Wow.
That came out wrong. UConn Huskies women's basketball game. 111 game winning streak.
No.
Don't think you're going to touch that one.
Not with NIL.
Cal Ripken Jr., 26-32 consecutive games. No shot. These guys take days off to get days off. Somebody going to beat that?
There's nobody in the hopper right now.
No, because you're 162 games. That's almost 20 seasons. Right. You're not doing that.
Untouchable.
Simone Biles has 19 world gymnastic gold medals.
I think so.
That's possibly one because it seems that even younger are winning medals nowadays.
Because of training and such, yes.
Okay, so let's get into the big sports now. Ricky Henderson, 1,406 career stolen bases. No one steals bases anymore, so I don't think you're ever going to break that record.
I don't think you're going to break it, but I think you're going to see people getting close now with that pickoff rule.
Right.
So it's easier to steal bags.
I like that.
I was going to say, the way the game has evolved, whether it's going to happen quickly, but yeah.
Boston Celtics winning 8 straight NBA titles.
No.
Not happening. Not with the salary cap.
No, and we've even seen it with these built dream team, super teams that they couldn't pull together all of them.
Emmitt Smith, 18,355 career rushing yards. No way.
Well, no, because
you won't be in the league long enough to do it.
Well, running backs are irrelevant now, right? Yep. Isn't that what we're being told?
Yeah, it is what Pretty we're much. Being told. That's a...
And it's by, well, I can get 3 for the price of 1. Why not use 3? So, no.
Exactly.
Emmitt gets to keep that one.
Cy Young. You could take 10 guys and you're not beating that. 748 complete games.
No.
Not happening.
Never.
No.
That won't even get so
that's not even.
No.
That's not even relevant. This is the only one on this list that I think someone can beat because it's Wayne Gretzky. 1,963 career assists. That's a lot, though. But you got some players that idolize him that play that way. But I just don't think you get the scoring's not high enough in the NHL anymore.
I mean, he played a long time too.
Yeah, he did play a long time. Even if he played, if he played.
Okay, so I'll give you that one as a possible, and then Simone Biles?
Yeah, the gymnastics one.
Jerry Rice, 22,895 career receiving yards.
In this game?
That could get, I think the one, here's the other one. Wilt Chamberlain, 50.4 points per game in a single season.
No.
I don't know if you can get to that anymore either. You got too many people on the team that want to score.
Well, I thought you're going to go with how many people or how many women he slept with. That one, is that attainable? No, it's
not. That's like 50.4 a season two. So there you go. That's low, by the way. There's 365 days in a year. Wilt Chamberlain was Wilt Chamberlain.
I can't find anything on Otani being scratched from the game, so hopefully it is not injury related.
Well, and it's funny that he got scratched. I mean, you know how many times that's happened to him, though? He's hit a couple of home runs in a game, and they scratch him. The thing about Ohtani, I don't remember if it was today or yesterday. The most amazing thing is that he leads the league in triples.
Home runs and triples.
Right. Those two don't go together. Now, Cecil Fielder didn't hit a lot of triples. Hank Aaron didn't hit a lot of triples.
How many cycles has he had this year then? Because if you get the two hard ones out of the way.
I don't think he hits singles. that's the deal. And here's one, Chris Williams, who I love as an Iowa State fan. He said, one note today, Brett Yormark is deservedly going to get a ton of praise for the current state of the league. But listen, but Bob Boolsby deserves a major pat on the back. The swift and correct moves he made after Texas and Oklahoma left their departure set Yormark up for a chance. I mean, he did get those four teams to come into that league pretty darn quick, which probably helped. Here's the issue. Have you watched Netflix Quarterbacks?
Yes.
Do you like it?
That was pretty good.
I have not had a chance to. But, okay, out of the three, though, who are you most intrigued by? Or I should say surprised.
I don't know. I like Kirk Cousins in that show. I thought he was the most interesting one.
I think that it's of anybody that could have used help that, and I don't think Kirk Cousins cares what other people think. I just don't think that's in his makeup because he's just that nice a guy. But I agree with you. I think it makes him look really good. Tua turned him down for next year. Sam Howell turned them down next year. Jalen Hurts turned them down. Justin Fields turned them down. Matthew Stafford turned them down. Who wants to hear from Matthew Stafford?
No one.
His wife.
He's fine.
Okay.
He's good. I don't think he cares. Tua said he watched the show this summer, but just doesn't. He said he doesn't have the personality to be. He goes,
I'll agree with that.
It's not helping him.
I'm good. I got to go to jiu-jitsu, so I'm good.
Okay, and here's the reason why I'm mad at the NFL. I'm mad at the NFL for how they're treating running backs, but I'm also mad on how they're treating the Buffalo Bills are treating Nyheim Hines.
Yes.
He was in a jet ski accident.
Yes.
His jet ski accident that he was in, he was sitting in a cove, and someone came and hit him on a jet ski. He was on a jet ski, got hit by someone driving a jet ski, and took him out of this season, and they don't want to pay him.
Yeah, that's messed up.
It is messed up,
but there are rules.
There are actually clauses that you are not supposed to skydive. You are not supposed to be on a motorcycle. There's probably something that says he's not supposed to be on any form of recreational vehicle.
I know because in the show, the quarterback that we were talking about, Patrick Mahomes mentions that a lot in the show where he's like, don't worry, guys, I can do this. It's not my contract. So,
right.
I mean, there must be fine lines there.
It's too bad. But hopefully they would do something good, you know, to meet in the middle or whatever with him. But if they're lawyering up saying they're not going to pay you because you broke the rules, that's too bad.
Yeah. It's crazy that's the way that happens. Okay, so the last one, we got a minute. The last time every team in the NFC won 10-plus regular season games. I mean, some of these are, you know, Dallas did it last year, Philadelphia. The Seahawks did it in 2020. The Arizona Cardinals did it in 2021. But there's some teams in here.
What about the Niners?
San Francisco was 2022 as well.
Okay.
The Commanders is 2012. The Lions is 2014. Chicago Bears 2018. I mean, you're talking 5-6 years since they won.
Okay, two or three. I was surprised that they actually have won 10. But okay,
yeah, that's what you know. The NFC. I mean, I didn't think that was bad for the NFC, but I think when you're looking at the two AFC NFC, I think the AFC way better teams. Agree or disagree?
Agree
right now.
Yeah, I think it changes. I agree. I think it changes every year, but it just seems it's topsy-turvy for quarterbacks.
It is. I can't wait to find there's going to be two or three opportunities that we're going to see. Wow, didn't see that coming.
Oh,
it's must-see football, but it's...
Totally agree with that.
But that's why we talk about it year-round, and it's...
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 and 1700, the Champ Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. B, thanks for coming in today. Enjoyed it.
You
You're always welcome, buddy. I will see you
next
Tuesday, my friend.